If we're not going to be independent, I don't really think we're going to solve the problem what happened in this past election. I think the general public feel that way. We hear it all every day. You can't have liberals investigating liberals or PCs investigating PCs. That's why it needs to be removed from the legislature. Independence got to be paramount. It's people's right to vote. It's not about the outcome of the election either. Because maybe the election outcome may not have changed. We don't know. Maybe it'll be one seat, maybe two. Maybe it might have increased the majority. That's not our point. And our point, I know my point and our party's point has always been, it's about the fairness. It's about people's democracy. Like, it's a rights. I had a 96-year-old lady in my district. First time she never got a chance to vote. She applied. It got lost in the system. But it didn't affect me, but she deserved that right to vote. So, if the, you know, the minister in 1 o'clock in the day decides to release, and I read it from your Twitter account, and I'm going to get prepared to go in for 2 o'clock for into PMR, and one of our S, our all-party committee, it's a slight to us, I think. You know, we want to work in collaboration. We want to work in the, you know, Parliament together. We all want to work together. We're putting the olive branch out every day. We're willing to work with you. You know, we want to solve the problems. That's not a good way to do it. So it was a bit offensive. I'm glad they agreed with the all-party committee, but there's a couple other big pieces that need to happen there. But independence has to happen. And if you don't have independence, this review is really a moot point. It's going to be a Liberal-led review, and the results are going to be dictated, and it'll taint the results. That's the problem. It's going to taint the results. You know, they're in a majority government. If they win today and they form this committee, we'd have no choice to have representation on it. But it'd be kind of, you know, we will not run away from the fact we think the independence, there'll be an asterisk by it. Like, you know, we'll participate, but, you know, it needs to be independent. And I think that we're not going to stop. I know I'm not going to stop. I don't think our leader and our caucus are going to give up on that ask. And I think the general public need to demand it too. Maybe they need to demand it. They'll make it affect more change than what we can do in here.
And what are your thoughts on the NHA wages being frozen again?
You know, there's no place in the House Assembly for that. We voted in favour of the motion. I mean, why wouldn't we? You can't. I mean, but, you know, I feel uncomfortable in there debating my wage. I don't ever think any elected official should ever debate their wages. It should be done independently. This MCRC, the Members' Compensation Review Committee, was set up for that reason. So if they were to come in today and say they were going to roll back our wages, and we were to go in on the House and say, no, we're not going to go along with that, there'd be protests on the steps of the Federation Building. But instead, they announced they're going to increase our wages by whatever. I didn't know it was coming. None of us knew it was even happening. And we said we're going to accept it. Ironically, the same people would probably be out on the steps protesting. But there's a gap growing in the, you know, people understand, I get paid well. I'm not talking about my pay. I'm happy with my pay. But it's about the process. If you're going to have independence, do it independently. So if the MCRC recommendations are only being cherry-picked, that's what I blame the government, they're cherry-picking them. So if they're only going to cherry-pick what's good and bad, why have we got this process? You need to remove that, make that totally independent too. And whatever it comes back with, if they say roll your back, well, I guess that happens. I mean, in 2016, there was a lot of changes made back then that were, you know, less attractive to 2015 electees than was prior. So there was a lot of cuts made back then, all the salaries and the House duties. There was a lot, and the Premier changed the Parliamentary Secretary roles back. There was a lot of changes then. So, you know, I'm just about independence. I don't think I had any right, nor did anyone else in that House, to be debating our wage. I think it's wrong, and it should never come to the House. And same thing with the judges. I know that government will throw that out. We shouldn't have been debating that order. That was done by an independent tribunal, and whatever they decide, whether we agree with it or not, which we had a problem with, but I don't think we should be in there debating something that apparently had no right to debate anyway. So I just think this is probably a similar thing. It's about independence. So we got to truly make politics different in this province and try to do things right. We got to start removing the politics from a lot of this stuff. And right now, they're putting politics back into the MCRC was designed to bring politics out of it. And that's what we're supposed to do right now, today, by doing this, you're bringing politics back into it.